61 more than we would in the South.
Uh-huh.
There's a reason for it. I'm just teasing, but why do they talk faster up there?
Why do they? I don't know.
They didn't know. And I said, that's my theory. It's too cold.
Maybe it is.
But you get in California, you can't hardly tell the difference. California people talk like Texas people.
And is that right?
It's very hard to tell the difference. And now you get in Colorado, they talk Colorado. Let's see how they pronounce their states. They pronounce their words, you know, a lot of, it's so different than we do. And in Kansas, you get into that northern accent.
Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm.
That's far as I've been. But then Oklahoma is slightly like we are, but it's a difference.
There's a little difference. You know, one of the reasons that people like in some places further west talk like other places further east is that, like when the people settled on the East Coast, you know, at the very first, then depending on where they moved west, you know. It looks like she moved to Illinois, I think. And that happened to her. She came back and, you know, she really sounded strange. I thought she really sounded strange when she came back.
But this young generation, we just talking in there, and I talked to a lot of senior people. We notice the young generation here changing their accents and their way to talk. I wonder what that's called. Now, I wonder if they have that study. They can't understand, you know, that... That tongue is asleep.
Yeah.
I just imitate them, and you know, they'll talk to one another, and he'll say, what'd you say, huh? Huh, what'd you say? Bye! And he'll get in the car, and they'll get in the car, and they're going to communicate. They don't communicate. See, and they can't... See, we're living in an age where no communications. We used to talk, we used to talk on, you know, I was sitting, talk with your hands. We wouldn't talk that, but we went with signs and nobody knew what was going on. We'd get up and leave and we'd know why, but now they can't even communicate with their tongue.
Yeah, I know, they talk
to me. I wonder if it's television has something to do with that.
It might.
Because television speaks good, you know, and they depend on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
You know, it's another thing that this study will look at is that in some of the places, like they'll interview somebody like over 65, and in the same place they'll try and get somebody under 20 or right around 20.
That's good. Now they're getting into what I was going to. That sounds good. That sounds good. Now somebody's thinking now.
Yeah.
They're thinking. I afraid that you were going to skip that, but you didn't. You're into it now.
And there are names for things that die out. You know, people just don't call that anymore. You know, I can't think of an example right now.
Well, it's in art, it's in music. I was talking to a young man. He's from up north. He's a young boy. You know, he's that group that we call teenager type.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him didn't agree on anything about music composers or anything or rhythm or nothing. But he thought he was right. Well, I was right, and so we didn't never meet. But I told him with no hard feelings, I just wanted to express my view of everything. And they ridicule all the stuff that, you know, that was back there. And they go into this what we say today, music.
Yeah.
And I call it strictly noise, and it is. But he claims it's music, but it isn't music. Noise is, you could go in mathematics and prove it's noise. Music's supposed to be in sounds that harmonize one another would be music. Your ear, but noise is a bunch of discord, bumping heads and statics and destroying your heartbeat and everything else. Like the doctor's done told people, the rhythm they beat, this new beat is giving people heart attacks because it's your heart, it will not beat with that, you know, that off beat.
You know, I saw something about that on
Today's
show not very long ago.
Well, I read this in black and white paper, and they had that on television.
Uh-huh, yeah. There was something about it. There was a certain beat, and they had this doctor was on, and they had one of the guys on one of the hosts, you know, standing, holding his arm up straight out like this, and they.